This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Aero Friedrichshafen opens in Germany on Wednesday, and Swift Enterprises says it will use the event to demonstrate its high-octane, unleaded aviation gasoline substitute, Swift Fuel. North African carrier Air Algérie has taken delivery of its 50th Boeing jetliner, a next-gen 737-800. VTB Leasing has taken delivery of an Augusta Westland AW139 medium twin helicopter for use on corporate and passenger transport missions around Moscow. Pilot leaders of Air Wisconsin have dropped out of the airline's Aviation Safety Action Program, claiming the company was trying to circumvent guarantees against punishment in response to voluntary reports. UPS has announced it will become the first international air carrier to equip its fleet with EVAS, the Emergency Vision Assurance System, which preserves forward vision through a smoky cockpit. CAGW, Citizens Against Government Waste, has attacked the U.S. Marine Corps' V-22 Osprey tiltrotor program. EASA has certified Honeywell's TPE-331-12JR turboprop engine for the Cessna Caravan. Texas Turbine Conversions is credited for driving the milestone. NBAA and its maintenance committee have congratulated 34 recipients of the 2011 Maintenance Tracks, short for Maintenance Technical Reward and Career Scholarship. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is now an optional factory upgrade on new Mall aircraft. And on Friday, neighbors of NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston may have heard something that hasn't happened since the 1960s, the hot testing of a new rocket in the middle of the city. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves agrees to participate in SAFE's upcoming Pilot Training Reform Symposium. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.